This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3335 for Friday, the 14th of May 2021. Today's show is entitled, For Your Consideration, the Enerco Book Club, and is part of the series Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 22 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, this is an example of the podcast that was featured on New World Order.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today, a podcast recommendation, the Enerco Book Club. First heard about this one when Tlatu interviewed Herga on GNU World Order, episode 397, link in the show notes, and link to the website is also in the show notes. So sit back, relax and enjoy this CC0 public domain piece of content.
I started Enerco Book Club because I wanted to explore the different philosophies of anarchism. For the longest time, I was one of those who classified themselves as a specific sect of anarchism. I classified myself in a range, in a very narrow range of anarchism. And specifically, it was the anarcho-capitalist camp. But I took a step into the world of the greater realm of anarchism by reading Emma Goldman, because I wanted to know where it all came from, where all of the different philosophies derived their meaning. And in the past, I studied language and philosophy. You may have heard me on GNU World Order whenever I talked about my studies at university, studying a few different languages, German being my primary realm of study, and Old Icelandic, and the, kind of those Teutonic languages. But then I also studied the Romance languages, like Italian, French, Latin, and Spanish. And my focus was not on studying these languages so that I could speak them more fluently, although that was kind of a secondary goal. My focus was more studying the roots of these languages and studying how these languages worked and how they affected the populations and the individuals that spoke them. So I guess you could say it was more of a sociological study. And so if you ask me right now to speak to you in German, I more than likely wouldn't be a great candidate for that. Instead, I can tell you a lot about the German language. I can tell you a lot about the Old Icelandic or Old Norse language. I can tell you a lot about the Spanish language or the Italian language, and specifically Latin as well, as it pertains to all of these languages. And I say all of that not just to kind of give you a background, but also I say all that to say that in these studies, I have found a common trope amongst philosophers in each of these different languages, like the Latin philosophers, the Spanish philosophers, the Spanish poets primarily, and the Latin poets for that matter, the German philosophers and poets, and and more so than any, I studied the Icelandic literature and philosophies. And I focused on that because, well, where I was attending university, there was a lot more resources where I could study those subjects. And it all kind of led to Chomsky, Noam Chomsky, and his books on language, his books on anarchism. And I had never actually read On Anarchism by Noam Chomsky, but I will be eventually. I still haven't read it. I have read so many of Chomsky's works. But eventually something led me down this path, and I discovered anarchism. Now, the way I discovered it was more through the American libertarian community. And so I was kind of excluded, or my mind and my worldview was kind of narrowed down to this anarcho-capitalism viewpoint. But the more I've read since starting this podcast and before, it's what I had read before that had really encouraged me to start this podcast, this journey, you might say. And the more I read, the more I realized that anarcho-capitalism is a tiny little sect. And so I wanted to discover the other sects of anarchism. And so I did. And since August, whenever I released the first podcast episode of Anarcho Book Club, I have learned so much. And it has made me realize, if you have listened to the episode of GNU World Order that I did with Klaatu, you will see there's one kind of almost, I don't know if you'd call it a principle or not, but there's one thing that kind of sticks out to me, and that is that we are all anarchists. We all are individuals, and we all make our own choices. And the only thing that limits us, that may make us think, I'm not an anarchist, the only thing that gives us that idea is the powers that would oppress us or would enforce their own morality or their own rules upon us. And I learned long ago from studying the languages and the art or the poets that there is one thing that law can never do. There's one thing that a government can never do, or an overarching power can never do, and that is they cannot legislate morality. They never could, and they never will be able to. And that is because within the spirit of every individual, there is still an individual mind. There is still an individual person who makes their own choices. And any choice that an individual makes cannot be, how would you say it? Any choice that an individual makes is their own choice. And what I've learned about anarchism, because when I started learning about anarchism, I thought it was, in my mind, it was this political philosophy. But in reality, when reading all of these books, I'm realizing it's not a political philosophy, so to speak. It is a human philosophy, a human urge, a human need to be separate and apart from some sort of oppressive power, some oppressive regime, some giant conglomerate that wants to hold you down as an individual and integrate you into greater society as a cog in their great machine to be used for their purpose. And instead we as anarchists want to be separated from that, to step out of that, and to choose our own way. And that's what it is to be an anarchist. It is to try to step away from that, to stop contributing to the great machine that seeks to enslave everyone to their purpose. An anarchist steps away from that, and an anarchist seeks their own path. And some of the things I've learned from reading the agorists and from reading the Kropotkins and all of the other anarchists is that doesn't mean to seek to be an individual and to choose your own path does not mean that you separate yourself and isolate yourself. You don't become your own island of self-sustainability. I mean, you could, but that tends to be a less successful route to go. Instead, you separate yourself. You become your own individual self, but you do it through a system of mutual aid that you develop with your peers and your neighbors and your community. And you form communities. And now, this could all lead back to creating some sort of grand overarching power that seeks to impose its will upon the individual. And I understand that. And I don't claim to have some sort of knowledge to stop that or to refute that that formation. But one thing that I do know is, as long as there are people, there will be anarchists. And that is because as long as there are people, there will be individual minds who seek their own ends, who seek their own individuality. And that's one of the things that sort of prompted me to start this whole book club, so that we can all kind of absorb the knowledge of past anarchists, like Chomsky, although he is still current, he is still alive. But to absorb his knowledge, to absorb the knowledge of Kropotkin, to absorb the knowledge of Bakunin and Emma Goldman, but ultimately, the stated goal, or maybe unstated goal, of the book club, Anarcho Book Club, is it's not to get you, the listener, to find one of these anarchists and say, this is, I'm a Bakuninist, I'm a Chomskyite. It's not to do that. It is to have, so that we can all read these and glean from them what we will, to glean nuggets of wisdom from each of these books and apply that to our own personal, individual philosophy. And that means some of us may be more in line. The way our minds work may inform us in a way that Chomsky may appeal to us more than Bakunin. Or Bakunin may appeal to us more than Emma Goldman or their philosophies, the philosophies that they developed. But as an added layer of complexity, we also all understand that Emma Goldman developed her own philosophy, her individual philosophy, based on the things that she had read. And she builds on the backs of, or on the works of, the giants that came before her. She builds on the philosophies that came before her own philosophy. And this is sort of the argument of Proudhon when he says property is theft. He says that all that you have was someone else's at once, one time before. All that you have, all that you know, comes from those before you. And this is a little nugget of wisdom that I gleaned from his works. Though I may not agree with everything that he put forth, and I don't. But I do see some wisdom in the words that he wrote down. No matter how pompous I thought he sounded, if you've listened to that episode, you may notice that I kind of go on about how he sounds a little bit full of himself, and maybe he is, or maybe he was, I don't know. But I've gleaned something from that, that is that everything we have, everything we do, is built upon something that came before us. And there's the mutualism of Kropotkin. There's the mutualism of the mutualists. That's, we work together to build this philosophy. We work together to develop our own worldviews, our own ideologies. But I would implore any of you, dear listeners, to not let your ideology rule your path, to continue to strive to better yourself. And that is exactly why I wanted to start this book club, the Anarcho Book Club. It's because I want to develop my own individual philosophy, but also encourage anyone who's listening to develop their own. And that's why this podcast is Creative Commons Zero license. It's public domain. Because I don't want to restrict it in any way, shape, or form. I don't want to restrict it from anyone who wants to use it. Any of these audio clips, these bits and bytes that I put out on the web, that I network with you, the dear listener, and anyone else, they're free to use, free to cut up, free to do with what you will, and in my mind, no restrictions. And I have to give credit to Ken Fallon of Hacker Public Radio for referring me to that license, because before I used the WTFPL license, which was just a completely non-restrictive license, but it was lacking in some areas. Not licensing areas, but sort of a public image area. Not, it wasn't as recognized by anyone, as far as I can tell. And whereas the Creative Commons licenses are recognized a lot better by the community and by anyone else out there. And besides all that, it makes putting these up on LBRY a lot easier because they already have a pre-formatted option for the CC0 license, the Creative Commons 0 license. So, and anything that can make this easier is good in my book. So this is kind of just, I just wanted to make this episode as an introduction to the Anarcho Book Club. And the things that we've read so far are minuscule compared to what there is out there of anarchists. And we don't just read anarchists in this book club. If you're a new listener, or if you just found this for the first time, we have read Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka, or maybe it's The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. And we have read Player Piano by Kurt Vonnegut. And both of those authors are not strictly anarchists, but there are things within their works that we can glean for our own personal philosophy. But then again, I would stress that I think we all are anarchists, so in a sense, they are anarchists, whether they claim to be or not. Their literature is not considered broadly by the wider community to be anarchist works. But I personally do consider their works to be, in a sense, anarchist works. And I'm not going to use that sort of excuse to just read whatever I want to read. Though I suppose we could. We could read Harry Potter and draw some sort of anarchist philosophy from it. Some sort of philosophy that would benefit us as individuals. Because in the end, I think an anarchist is simply just an individual who makes their own choices, which encompasses the whole world of and all of humanity. So I guess where I'm going with this then is Anarcho Book Club is for all. Whether you claim yourself to be an anarchist, or whether you're anarcho-curious, which is a term that I've seen mentioned on the Fediverse, on Mastodon specifically. And that's another thing. Part of what I wanted to sort of help to educate or help to bring to awareness for my listeners is the existence of something called free software. Or open source software, which most, since I don't really advertise this podcast anywhere, I put it on LBRY, I put it on Mastodon, or I at least post whenever I post a new episode on Mastodon. So, and both of those communities are fairly aware of the free software and open source communities. However, I did create a section on the website specifically for free software because there are resources that I want to advertise to any of my listeners, whether you be from the free software world or not. Just to kind of reinforce, as an anarchist, we should always be seeking ways or methods to free ourselves from some sort of an oppressive power. Be it the state, which free software can help you out with as well, or be it some sort of mega corp or conglomerate like Google or Microsoft, and you can free yourself with free software. Because free in free software stands for free as in freedom, not free as in free beer. Although most of free software is, or tends to be, free to download by its very nature. Because if the source is free, if the source is out there, anyone can build it and package it for their own system, including Windows or Apple or, you know, or Mac OS, I should say. So by design, it can be free, though it is highly encouraged, and I do regularly donate to the software that I use most. So this whole introduction to the Anarcho Book Club is kind of a way to kind of, it's, I guess it's a state of the club sort of address here. And it has nothing to do with what we've been reading, which if you are just joining us, We have been reading On Language, which is near and dear to my heart, because this is one book that I actually haven't read. I thought I had, but I haven't actually read this book by Chomsky, and it is a delight to see. And he is as dense as I remember him being from back in my university days. So that's what we've been reading, and we'll read others. I'll announce this one, the On Language, will take probably a couple of episodes to get through, and then at the end of the next episode, I will announce the next book that we'll be reading. And I try to pick smaller works so it's easy to read quickly and be prepared to you can listen to the podcast, which are basically just my thoughts on the book, and then engage with me on, or engage with the community, that is, on Mastodon so far. That's the only place I have found so far that we can use to discuss these things. I'm considering other options, but so far I think Mastodon does a pretty good job of facilitating this sort of discussion. So, and through discussion, through kind of a unity of method, we can each grow as individuals and as anarchists. And that's kind of the whole point of the Anarcho Book Club. So this is just going to be this kind of short episode here, and just kind of an introduction, a state of the club, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I hope you enjoy the whole podcast. If you do, please, please feel free to send me a message on Mastodon. You can reach me there. I'll put the link in the description, but you can reach me there by going to, if you have a Mastodon account already, just search for me. I am at Harag, or in long form, at Harag at dobbs.town. And if you're not on Mastodon, consider joining. It is a free, as in freedom, free piece of software that is hosted in various places. You have different instances, different servers, basically, and you can join whichever one you want. I'm at dobbs.town, but it federates. Everything federates together so that we can all talk, no matter which server you're signed up on. It is federated and decentralized. There is no central authority over Mastodon, or Pleroma, for that matter, which is a similar piece of software, which we won't get into in this short little audio clip. So join me there. Send me a message. Follow me if you want updates on the club or just random thoughts that I have. And you can also, if you just have a single specific question and you'd rather just ask and not really engage in a wider community, you can email the club at anarchobookclub@riseup.net. And I'm usually pretty responsive, assuming work hasn't taken over my life for a couple of days. So those are the two best methods of getting a hold of me. You can also comment on the LBRY videos as well, if you'd rather do that. So that is the club. That is Anarcho Book Club. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at those places, and I think that's it. I do hope to see you guys there. I hope to see you guys kind of join in on the club. There's no official sign up or anything, so basically all you do is you can just listen and read along and send me messages or make a public post about the club. I don't really care what you do. It's we're all individuals here. We are all anarchists here. But I do invite you to join me. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.